Now, over the last decade, floods of varying intensity have hit the country almost every year, leading to the destruction of property and, in the worst case, loss of life. A little earlier, I discussed possible reasons for the increase in flood frequency with respected geologist and climatologist Václav Cílek. I asked him which factors contributed to the rise in flooding.
It's quite difficult to say, you know. Of course, for some people, it would be the greenhouse effect, because we are really living in one of the warmest periods during the last 1,000 years. But however, it seems that maybe the sun activity seems to be still the most powerful element of the climatic system. I personally believe much into the sun influence of especially of the Atlantic and of the Pacific Oceans. In the recent years, there were recognized so-called Atlantic multidecadal oscillation and Pacific decadal oscillation. And basically, during these years, you have slightly different wind regimes, and it might be the reason that the winds are carrying the water that was evaporated in the Mediterranean more often into the Central Europe than ever before.
Would you say it was true, or is it true that in some ways our recent ancestors in Europe were better prepared for floods, at least building villages on higher grounds or intervening in the landscape where possible?
You know, during the 20th century, we have observed a really marked episode of low number of different floods. It means, you know, that many of the flood regimes that were quite common in 19th century and before have become forgotten. And in the meantime, because of the urban sprawl and of the many different types of the buildings, simply the floodplain has become to be considered to be a safe place to build new houses. So during the last, let's say, 50 years or so, a large number of the new buildings were built in these areas. And of course, you know, if you will look at TV or if you will go to the villages, you will see that many of the houses that were destroyed in the recent floods are quite new.
Is it possible to make changes in the landscape, in the floodplain, that would help minimize the devastation such as what we saw at the weekend?
It's always possible, you know. I often remember the situation in English, I believe, in 17th century and 18th century, when many of the villages were removed from the seashore, in fact, to stop this extreme height flight with a combination of the strong wind. But somehow the government must take the measures. Because just imagine, you know, you will build a house in the floodplain, it will be destroyed maybe once or twice by high water. What can you do? You have hardly enough money to repair your house, and you do not have money to buy a new property and to build a new house. So there must be certain sites or maybe the certain zones when the government or the local municipalities have to participate in removing the people far away from the river. But it's not happening, and I do not see any hope, in fact, that it's going to happen. There is a relatively high chance, you know, that if you have survived one big flood, next one is likely to come within 10 to 20 years.
Well, a dire warning there from geologist and climatologist Václav